Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and two-time SAG Award-winning actress returns for the fifth and final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. Caroline Aaron, of course, stars as Shirley Maisel and joins us here in the National Defense. Caroline, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
I love your character. I love your work, and I've seen a lot of your stuff. I mean, you've been in some big movies: Primary Colors, Sleepless in Seattle, Edward Scissorhands. I want to ask you about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
How was that experience?
Oh, it was really very wonderful. And what people don't know is that the television persona of Larry David really is not a representation of how wonderful he is. He's such a great guy. But every single word of it is improvised.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Was that fun for you?
It's so scary. But then once you get in, you know, it's like jumping out of a plane without a net is what it feels like to begin with. But once you get into the rhythm of it, it's really thrilling. And Larry is such a good audience.
Oh, you know, I'll bet.
Nothing is more satisfying than making Larry David laugh. That's what I can say.
I don't know. Making Tony Shalhoub laugh, it's got to be pretty good.
Yes, that's pretty fun, too.
I just watched the episode where everybody goes to Coney Island, and he is so good and so bothered and so frantic. It just makes you nervous.
I know. Isn't it so funny when he just can't stand those kids anymore?
Right.
It makes me laugh. Yeah.
I've been there. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I know. So hilarious.
We're talking to Caroline Aaron here on the National Defense. Can you believe, first of all, that this is the fifth season for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? And when you signed up for this, did you have any expectations that it was going to be such a crazy hit?
No. I mean, you know, I think everybody who goes to make a new television show, everybody wants the new television show to be a hit.
Sure.
But, you know, the percentages are very small. And I always say, you know, if people knew what made a show a hit, people would only make hits.
Right.
Everyone's just guessing. You know what I mean? And so the fact that this became what it became is a big, happy surprise for everyone involved.
Yeah, and it's going to be kind of weird for you too, Caroline, to be a part of this cast for you know, five seasons now, and it's coming to an end. I mean, it's not like you haven't been working all your life, but that's kind of a nice safety net there, right?
It is, and boy, do I hate it that it's going away, and I'm going to really miss it. You don't always feel that way. Sometimes you're anxious to get on with it,
right?
You know, and move to the next thing, but this was a very magical experience for everyone.
Yeah,
for real.
And such an original script, too. I know last season, that's when the marvelous Mrs. Maisel actually kind of found her voice and determined that she was going to be a headliner. So can you give us a clue of what might happen in season five?
Well, of course, I can't do any spoilers, but I can tell you that she is in pursuit of her dream and she never gives up. And by the final season, she will be rewarded for her hard work.
You know, it's
that's as much as I'm allowed to say.
Well, you know, it's so funny too. And I've read some stuff about this where when she finally gets to the place where she wants to be as a stand-up comedian, it's almost like it works against her because the whole show is based on her trying and trying and not quite getting there. Right.
Yes. Absolutely. And I think it's very authentic to, you know, and for that period of time, what it was like for women who wanted to break into this field.
Right.
Now we have such great female stand-ups. There was a time when that particular art form was exclusively dominated by men.
Absolutely. Well, and also the stuff that you do as a comedic actress. I mean, that was not...
Yes.
You know, I mean, what was your very first role in that kind of part?
Let me think about this. Okay, my very first role, the very first role I did on film was Heartburn with Meryl Streep, which was a Nora Ephron.
That's a pretty good first one.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Yeah.
As a way to start. And and Amy reminds me, Amy's voice reminds me of the great Nora Ephron and her voice. Those, you know, fearless women.
Right.
You know, who are telling women's stories are really to be cherished.
Yeah, a lot like Sleepless in Seattle, right?
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Marshall Stone.
Yes. We're talking to Caroline Aaron here in the National Defense, fifth season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, fifth and final on Amazon Prime is this week. And when people see you out in public, it's got to be one of those things where they go, hey, you are, oh my gosh, what, you're on that show.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Or they think we went to high school together, or I grew up in the same hometown they did, and they can't quite place why they know me, but they know me.
We had the great character actor Chris Cooper on a show, and I asked him the same question, and he said he actually almost got into an argument with a guy who insisted that he was in his high school class. He said, "I know it was you. Why are you trying? Why are you trying to pretend like it wasn't you?"
Yeah, that's exactly right. People can't place you.
Yeah.
They're sure that you know each other.
Yeah, right, right. Hey, Caroline, you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Would you like to give a shout out to some of those heroes? And are you connected, family connected at all?
No, I mean, my father, and, you know, my father was in World War II, and he got the Purple Heart and was wounded.
Oh, wow.
And the Army... Then all three of he died at 48 when I was a child, and they felt like because of his service, it had accelerated his death, and so the Army sent all three of his children to college.
Wow!
On the GI Bill, I know.
Well, thank you so much for his service, and a Purple Heart recipient. That's incredible. That's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
What a hero there. Caroline, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck and everything that you do. Really appreciate your work.
Thank you, and thank you all for your service. I hope that you are appreciated for everything you do for us, or we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So
excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.